Sometimes your pets also want to rearrange the furniture. That is not one of mine. That is my friend Deb's. His name is Tank. So, one of the biggest conflicts with dogs and lawns are these dreaded burn spots. Female dogs are the primary culprits of lawn damage since they'll urinate pretty much anywhere on a lawn and usually all at once, unlike male dogs that are gonna dribble it out all over the place to mark their territory. Females tend to go all at once. So this is gonna result in a large volume of urine concentrated into a small patch of grass. The ammonia overload at the center of the patch is what causes the grass burn. Studies have shown that tall fescue and perennial ryegrass are the most resistant to these urine effects. And in fact, the urine routinely produced a fertilizer effect on these grasses at diluted concentrations. Kentucky bluegrass and Bermuda grass are very sensitive to urine concentrations, and severe burns can result that last even over 30 days after the initial exposure to even just 4 ounces of concentrated urine. It's really sort of an issue of the dose makes the poison here. So how much is the area getting? How concentrated is it? That's what's going to determine whether you get that burn spot or not. Watering that spot after urination will accomplish a dilution without any ill effects on the dog. So in this case, if you can dilute that urine even up to 8 hours later, that can help prevent those lawn burn spots. Over 12 hours, that's usually when those burns develop. So if it's a real issue for you and how you feel about your lawn, maybe just set up a sprinkler to go off in the evenings, right? We all know evening's not the best time to water, but after your dog goes, that may help to reduce that if you're having those issues. Now, also, you'll want to avoid synthetic chemicals and fertilizers whenever possible. Even if your dog doesn't eat the plants, he can be affected by walking on or laying in treated areas. You'll want to use best practices and manual weeding if necessary for safety's sake. If your lawn does require frequent pesticide use, especially herbicides, you may have an underlying problem that's causing these repeated invasions of things like weeds. Correcting that problem is going to lead to a healthier lawn that's going to be better able to resist those invasions. Good soil conditions are also really important for healthy lawns. Many lawns are growing on soils high in clay, at least in my area of northern Illinois. We have very, very heavy clay soils here. Again, depending on where you're at, that may be different, but heavy clay is not always the best for lawns. So aerating and top dressing with organic matter can improve these conditions. Repeated aeration might be necessary to adequately reduce soil compaction and increase your levels of oxygen, right? That's going to give you that healthier plant, that individual grass plant.